أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. And welcome to the Scale of Wisdom podcast brought to you by the Batul Foundation. Continuing our discussion on gathering and sitting in assemblies, the next subsection in Mizan al-Hikmah speaks about how assemblies are about trust. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is reported to have said, "Observe trustworthiness in assemblies, and exposing your brother's secret is betrayal, therefore avoid it." So the value of trust inside and outside of assemblies is extremely important, and someone should not expose the secrets that they know of their brothers and sisters in a gathering. That kind of behavior destroys the purity and benefit that is otherwise attainable through meeting with other people. The next subsection encourages the attendance of gatherings where Allah is remembered. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is reported to have said, "Stay long in the gardens of heaven." They asked, "O Messenger of Allah, what are the gardens of heaven?" He said, "Gatherings where Allah is remembered." So here the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam speaks about the reality of the kinds of gatherings where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered. And that is that they are like gardens of heaven. And inshallah, in the next world, these kind of gatherings will manifest as such. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is also reported to have said, "Assemblies are of three kinds: profitable, safe, and blameworthy. The profitable one is that wherein Allah the Exalted is remembered. The safe one is that which is silent, and the blameworthy one is the one that engages in vice." So with this categorization, a person should be able to easily navigate the different types of assembly, and should be able to choose where they sit and whom they sit with, because what a person should be seeking is to make their gatherings profitable ones. Profitable not just in this world, but in the next world as well. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, "I encourage you to attend the sessions of Allah's remembrance." And it is reported that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam asked Fudail, "Do you sit together and teach the hadith?" He said, "Yes, may I be your ransom." He said, "These are the assemblies which I love. O Fudail, keep our cause alive. May Allah bestow mercy on whoever keeps our cause alive. Whoever remembers us, or we are remembered in his presence, and sheds a tear as small as a fly's wing, Allah will forgive his sins, even if they are more than the foam of the sea." So it is from this kind of encouragement that we find in our riwayat that our centers try and organize gatherings where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered, and the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is taught. But at the same time, if we can also live our lives where the majority of our company is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered, be that in various discussions amongst friends, time where we read things and then come together and talk about them, and of course seeking knowledge with qualified teachers, these are all counted as gatherings. But gatherings in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered and the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is spoken of. The last subsection contains a couple of hadith encouraging the remembrance of Allah upon leaving an assembly. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is reported to have said, "The expiation of sitting in assemblies is to say, 'Glory be to you, O Allah, and praise be to you. There is no God but you. O Allah, forgive me and accept my repentance.'" So it is normal that not all of our gatherings will be such that we will always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always remember the hadith of Ahlul Bayt. And as such, in this hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gives an expiation or a kafara for sitting in assemblies in a general sense. And that is, "Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, la ilaha illa ant, rabbi, tub alayya waghfirli," which is the Arabic of what was rendered in English in the hadith. And it is reported that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not leave an assembly, no matter how insignificant, without seeking forgiveness from Allah the Exalted 25 times." So this is one of the etiquettes that we can try and incorporate into our daily lives as well, bearing in mind that we are weak, and in sitting together, sometimes we can make many different mistakes. Even if those gatherings are for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our weakness involves us seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every turn. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will speak about sitting company, meaning the people you should sit with, al-mujalasa, وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين.